Wednesday night and the day to wait. How about a fall? That would seem.
Right. There was a hotel. There was a holiday resort. There were 2 weeks holiday resort. And the Baal HaMachshe told, instead of the Baal HaMachshe arranging a mashkiach for the Hechsher during the 2 weeks of holidays in the hotel, he thought he's going to do differently. He is going to ask the owner of the hotel, you figure out a mashkiach, you find one. I don't know what's going on in Italy down there. You are the owner of the hotel, you know what's going on down there? You go find a mashkiach. And I will have a word with him once you've found him, and if I'm happy, then we'll take him on this project for the next 2 weeks. Holidays. So, the owner of the hotel found this mashkiach, looked alright, did the trick, had a word with the Rav HaMachshe to make sure everything's in place and everything sounds right, and off they went, they signed their deal, and he was chosen to be the mashkiach for the 2 weeks and holidays. Fine. A week went through. Who, by the way, employed this mashkiach? The owner of the hotel. The owner of the hotel employed the mashkiach. That's horrible number one, but we'll discuss that maybe later at this time. We'll see. But,
The owner is a yid or not?
Everyone yidden. The owner of the hotel is a yid, the mashkiach is the yid, the Rav HaMachshe is the yid, and hopefully the food is kosher. So, what happened was that a week into this holiday, the Rav HaMachshe told the owner of the hotel, I want this mashkiach out. Why do you want this mashkiach out? I've got my reason. I don't feel comfortable to say why I want this mashkiach out of the hotel. I want him out. Now here's a bit of a problem over here, because the owner of the hotel hired this mashkiach. So now what's he going to tell the mashkiach? It's quite an awkward situation over here. The owner of the hotel hired the mashkiach, and the Rav HaMachshe is saying, I want you to kick out that mashkiach. If you don't, then I'm going. It's either the mashkiach or it's me. That's what the Rav HaMachshe is saying. So it's a little tight spot over here. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. There was forward and back. He didn't know what to do. The question is, and to top it up, the payment for the mashkiach was that you can stay in the hotel. Right? Are we clear over here what's going on over here? The mashkiach was hired to do the hashkocha in the hotel. And how are you going to pay the mashkiach? You can stay in this hotel for the full 2 weeks. Board and lodging, you can eat here, you can sleep here, you can stay here, and that will be your payment. So Shoyin, it meant that if this mashkiach now has to go, if this mashkiach gets kicked out, then he gets, not only he loses his job, but out you go. Yeah? Pick up your bags and go. Because the whole reason why you're in this hotel is as a payment for your hashkocha that you're doing. If we don't want you to be a mashkiach, then you've got to move. That means we're not going to pay you anymore, and therefore you've got to leave the hotel. Is that allowed or is it not allowed? Is what is the halacha over here?
You're doing something wrong.
Sorry?
Wrong, then he wasn't employed.
Everything he was doing was right. He ticked every single box. The Rav HaMachshe said, I want him out. It's his personal reasons. I cannot run my hechsher with him being a mashkiach.
Why
he wants him out? There was an argument between the Rav HaMachshe and the owner of the hotel. This was a debate going on for an hour or two, and there was just, I don't want it, not for my hechsher. Whether he can come with 35 reasons why it was not right for his hechsher, but he ticked every box, he did everything fine and dandy, everything was okay. He just, the Rav HaMachshe said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. So, sorry?
But the
owner of the hotel needs the room for the next mashkiach.
Why?
So you gotta, it's either the first mashkiach or the second mashkiach. If the first mashkiach's gotta go, in order for the second mashkiach to come, then out he goes. What is the halach over here? Which is quite an awkward situation over here. So, the question is, and whenever chush and mishpat shayla, are we clear on the question? So, whenever we have a shayla chush and mishpat, you always got to know, what halacha are we looking into? Are we looking in the halacha of yirud? Are we looking in the halacha of shomrim? Are we going to look in the halacha of gezel? Every single shayla that comes up, you always got to look, which part of shulchan aruch and chush and mishpat are we going to start with? Over here is very tricky. Why? Is this a sugya of schiras poyalim, meaning you hire the owner of the hotel, hire the mashkiach, and as a payment you can stay in the hotel? So this is proper schiras poyalim, you're hiring a worker, i.e. the mashkiach. That's one way of looking at this. Or do we say, no, this is schiras batim. The mashkiach is renting the room in the hotel, and now he's got to pay for it if you're renting the room in the hotel. For the hotel. So you know how he's going to pay for it? He's going to do the hashkacha during the 2 weeks of holidays. How are we looking at this case? Is it schiras? But are you hiring a worker and you're paying the worker by allowing him to stay in the hotel? Or no? Or is the mashkiach renting the hotel? Renting the hotel room. And as a payment, the mashkiach has to pay. So therefore he's going to do hashkacha. Maybe it's both? What's the nafkamin? What's the difference? What is the difference if we're talking about schiras poyalim or schiras batim? The difference is, in a case, can you get rid of him? Meaning, if a story like this happens, an oinus happened, this owner of the hotel is in a pickle. He's in a big matzav of oinus. He doesn't want to kick out his employee. He hired this mashkiach, and as far as they're concerned, everything's fine. He must kick out the mashkiach because he's forced to kick out the mashkiach. He's an oinus. The Rav Machshir said, if you don't kick him out, I'm taking my hechsher home with me. You're not going to be able to have a hechsher in this hotel. So he's an oinus. Yeah? So that means if the owner of the hotel is an amatzo oinus, and therefore he has to kick out the mashkiach, if it's chiras batim, you can't kick out someone who rents a room because of an oinus. There's no such thing. You got an oinus, I feel very bad for you, but if he rented the room, he's going to stay in the room. If we're talking about schiras poyalim, renting a worker, if an oinus happens, you can tell him, I'm so sorry, out you go. That is one of the big nafkaminas between schiras poyalim and schiras batim. So, how are we going to look at this shayla? So the first thing we do, obviously, is look at the Gemara. See what the Gemara says. Are we holding with? Are we so far, so good? So, if you look in the Gemara, there it says that if somebody rents a poel, and he starts to work, and then he wants to kick him out, and then the Bailim want to just kick him out. What's the halacha? So, we know the halacha is you've got to pay for the full whack. You've got to pay kapoel bottle. In other words, you can't just kick out somebody in the middle of a job and tell him bye-bye. It doesn't go like that. You want to kick him out, no problem, but pay him for doing nothing. Meaning, for the first half of the job he worked for you, pay him what you owe him. And for the second half of the job that he was supposed to work for you, but you just kicked him out, you pay him kapoel bottle. How much would he be happy to sit and do nothing? He was doing a job A, now he's being chucked out of his job. How much would he prefer to do nothing than to work? Yeah, people sometimes want to get paid to do nothing. Yeah, sometimes it's more convenient, so it's easier, it's more geschmack. Okay, how much would a person be masking to be mavatar, you know, salary A, to do nothing? So that is what you would have to do over here. So if you kick out this mashkiach, you got to pay for the second half of the work, second week, for doing nothing. You got to pay for that. It costs. So we've got first the Gemara that does not discuss oinus. And in that case, Taka, you would have to pay him for the second half, even after you chucked him out, you have to pay him. Why? Because you haven't got any good reason why you kicked him out, and therefore you still have to pay for the second half of the job. The question is, in our case, it was an oinus. It wasn't his fault, meaning the owner of the hotel kicked out this mashkiach. But oinus, wasn't his fault? He didn't do anything wrong, right? So therefore, would the same halacha apply? Do we say they still have to pay the worker or not? So, we're going to look in the next Gemara that discusses what happens in a case of an oinus. So, the Gemara discusses over there, you hire somebody to go and fill up to water your field. So what do you have to do when you water your field? You've got to go to the river and fetch the water and water the field. He went to the river, no water over there. What happened? It dried up. Oinus, nothing you can do. What is the halacha in such a case? So, we're talking in the case of Hiskel ben Malacha, by the way. He started watering, everything was fine, and suddenly the river just stopped. I don't know, oinus. So what's the halacha? So then, you've got now a debate between the owner, the balabos, who hired this worker to water the field, and you've got the worker himself, who's being told, no work for you. So what happens whenever you've got a debate between the Bailim and the worker? What's the halacha? The halacha is, you always have a look, who's to blame? Meaning, could you have known beforehand that that river was going to stop or not? That is always, you have to look. If they're both in the same boat, meaning they both couldn't have known, this was something that was rare, this is something that's never happened before. So, they're both in the same boat, so what do you do? We're going to say, you worker, you want money for the second half of the job, don't you? Okay, so you are the moitzi, you are pulling money out from the balabos. Okay, bring a raya, bring something. Why, you know, if you want to be moitzi money over here, you've got to come with something more tangible over here. At the moment, you're both in the same boat. You both didn't know what was going on. You both couldn't have known what's going on over here. So there's going to be, the pearl is going to be a loser. I'm so sorry, you're the moitzi. Whenever you're the moitzi, you want to pull out money from somebody, you're always going to be second class citizen. That's how it goes. There's nothing you can do. If you want to pull out money, it's one of those things. And what if they both knew that the river could have stopped? And again, they're both in it together. They're both in the same boat. They both knew that this could have happened. Again, we're going to say it's a loss to the poil. Why? To the worker? Because he wants to be moitzi money. Okay? So therefore, if you pull that back into our case, what happened over here? Over here, the oil I'm following with, more or less? Yeah? So what happened over here? Sorry? So what happened over here? So over here we've got our case where there's an oinus. None of them knew in our case, let's say this mashkiach over here, none of them knew that this balabos was going to come to the mashkiach, to the owner of the hotel and kick him out. No one knew. This was something out of the blue. Nobody knew where they were up to with this whole story. Suddenly out of the blue, the mother of the Rav Amachshe came along and said, out he goes. So what would we say in such a case? The poyo, the mashkiach, will be the loser. Right? Fair? Why would he be the loser? Because he's the one that wants to be moitzi money out of the owner of the hotel. And the minute you want to pull out money from somebody else, you've got to come with something tangible. And since you haven't got any reason to say you should be moitzi, out to go. If Simcha's not happy. Does he owe you money? I'm an onus. Onus Rachman of Patri. He didn't do the second half of the job.
Okay, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault either. Correct. Correct. So he's against you. At the moment you're fighting with a worker.
Nothing wrong with my word. My word is impeccable.
You're the mashkiach.
I'm a mashkiach.
Yeah. You're the mashkiach. Nothing wrong with you. The owner of the hotel is saying, you haven't provided any work for me.
The first half,
I agree, I'll pay. Second half, you haven't done any work. Why should I pay? The Rav Amachshe should pay. Yeah, so we'll pull the Rav Amachshe to Beis Din next week. But, well, no, who? The Rav Amachshe? No, here there's a debate between the owner of the hotel and the mashkiach. The employer and the employee. The Rav Amachshe has no shaitas over here, really. Didn't hire him. He would call a deal with it next week. After the holidays, he's going to keep our Kola Ledayonos very busy. But for now, we've got over here an employer and employee who hired, yeah, the owner of the hotel, hide the mashkiach. You're saying that what? The mashkiach wants his money. And I'm telling you, and the owner of the hotel is saying, where's your work? You haven't worked for me for the second half of the job. Correct. So it's called an onus. Did you work the maisel? Thank you very much.
It's not called motzi kesef. It's not called, I want motzi from you. And that's not very good.
At the end of the day, is he pulling out money from the balabos or not? If yes, he's a motzi. If not, he's not a motzi. And anyone that wants to be moitzi has got in trouble. Fair? Fair is fair. You don't agree? He may have promised the money, he may have promised the job, but now we've got a debate over here. Do we pay, don't we pay? Okay, so let's have a look to see who owes who money, what's being paid, what's not being paid, and we'll have a discussion. But he's definitely the moitzi. He is being moitzi money over here. So what's the halacha? So we're gonna... Sorry?
Yeah.
Fair? Fair is fair. So what are we going to do now? So we can move over to a really very different case, just to be able to really get this clear. What happens if someone rents a boat? I've got wine over here. Yeah, so Gomorrah, again, go back to Gomorrah, everything's fine. Yeah, that means I've got wine over here that I want to schlep over from point A to point B. Right? And he hired this boat, took his wine, it has to be this wine, this is the only wine I have, this is 18 years old, and I want to move my wife, I want to travel from point A to point B, and what happened along the way? The boat sank and the wine is gone. What's the halacha in such a case? The owner of the wine said, don't want to pay you the second half of the journey. Didn't have a boat. It sank. You did not provide me a boat for the second half of the journey. The owner of the boat says, hello, I gave you a boat and I'm happy to give you another boat. You know, what's the halacha in such a case? Again, he did not do, they didn't do the second half of the journey. What do you do? So you can say, but I gave you the boat, but that's what we arranged, but we promised you're going to pay all the money, but at the end of the day, you didn't provide me your boat to go from point A to point B. Why? I don't know why. You didn't? Do you get paid? Don't you get paid? Fine. So that case, there's a machlokes, the Mechaber and Ramon. And in English we'll say it's the Rosh and the Rambam, or the Rambam and the Rosh. Yeah, in other words, it's a machlokes. You're showing them in such a case. So there is a little bit different because... Sorry? It's
one
skirus, and our case also one skirus. He's hiring the mashkiach.
How?
Contract, pen, paper, sign, done.
What did you say?
Contract. So back to our boat. So over there there's a machlokes taka. Why are there machlokes over there? Because at the end of the day, the bar, the owner of the boat, was happy to give any boat. And not only that, was he happy to give any boat. That means if you haven't got this boat, I'm happy to give you another boat. No problem. And also, you lost my boat. I gave you a boat, you did not give it back to me. Right? I gave you a boat, something happened, it sank, I don't know what, but I gave you something, you did not give it back to me. And that is a reason alone to say that the owner of the boat who rented out the boat gets the whole lot. Yeah, there's a machlokes and there's many pshatim why this is the halacha and why it's the case, but we're just going to shelve that case. Meaning, even though there's a machlokes in the case of the boat, which we're not clearing because we didn't really go into properly, yeah, but lemaisa, even though there's a machlokes in the case of the boat, we're going to shelve it. But in our case, everyone would agree that the second half of the journey is an issue because you're being moitzi. Let's go back to our mashkiach's case. Who is the moitzi over here? Who did we understand till now is the moitzi? The mashkiach wants money. But maybe not. Why? Because this mashkiach is already in the hotel. For the past week he was in the hotel. Everything was fine and dandy. Everything was fine. So really, he's received his payment.
Got the room.
So he's received the payment for the job that he's done. So is he being moitzi? Or is he being mochzuk? Big nachmin, yeah, this one we didn't discuss before, right? How are we looking at someone that has a room in a hotel? Is he mochzuk or is he moitzi? Fair? Because the being in the room, and not just being in the room, that is the payment. Do you look at every single day as a new payment? When someone's in a hotel for a full week, 2 weeks, it's every single day, yeah? It's every single day, so-called, let's talk about Al-Mashkiach, every day, he watches, you know, he peels the cucumbers and he makes sure that there's no cholam and basar together and there's no, you know, hol of hichos yerater, which we can discuss another time. But lemaisa is he being paid every single day? Ah, you did your work today? You can sleep another day. Ah, you did your work today as well? Wow, you can sleep another day. What about, another day? Is it every single day? Or do we sleep?
You can do the job yet tomorrow. You can get down.
And therefore arrive to what? It's all one big thing or it's all separate?
Okay.
Maybe it's all one big thing and you can still kick him out. Maybe. And in fact, that's probably the case. Meaning, there's one job going on over here. I hired you to be a mashkiach for 2 weeks, and in return, you can go into the room for 2 weeks. To say that, are you going to say that he's a mashkiach every single day, a new job? Every day a new job? Every day you're a new contract every single day? Yeah, but let's say he does everything fine for 2 weeks, every single day like a new job. Then it's all one job.
Yeah.
So and if he stays in his room for 2 weeks, it's all one. It's one payment.
And doesn't
work. No, everything's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Then it's all one job. Yeah. So the minute he messes up, suddenly you're looking at it as separate things.
Yeah.
That's a goyis. Even if we're going to say that it's taka muchzuk and taka it's one big, it's taka is muchzuk in this, it's one big muchzukus. Is being in a hotel considered muchzuk, or do we say no? Why not? Because when you're given a hotel, you are given lots of freebies, let's call it. You need to live like a mensch. So, one way to live like a mensch is eating. Another way to live like a mensch is by being able to have a room to sleep in. Another way to live like a mensch is by having cleaning service. You're not muchzuk in the thing. You've got lots of ishtamshasen in the hotel. You can use my hotel. To call him a muchzuk, that is a big chiddush. To call somebody a muchzuk like that. Yes, he's being given a room, but to have a room in a hotel is not a muchzukus. It's not your room. You know, I don't know legally whether they can be'etim relocate you from room A to room B. Okay, we're going to leave that for now. But at the end of the day, therefore, in our case, with our mashkiach, he is the moitzi, and therefore he would have to, you know, at the end of the day he's a moitzi, and therefore he would get paid for half his job and the second half of his job out.
Shkaya.